Rubber game of the series between the Dodgers and D-backs in Arizona. Yu Darvish looking to move to 2-0 with LA and his doppelganger there in the crowd. First inning, bases loaded. Enrique Hernandez facing Anthony Banda.
Yank towards the left field corner. That will get the job done. Off of the wall for Hernandez. They give the wave to Forsythe. Relay to the plate. Bounces by Iannetta. Hernandez has unloaded the bases, and the Dodgers strike first. Top of the order, and Chris Taylor hammers a ball to left, and gone. He ambushes him for number 16.
Barrett streaks over.
Yeah. Got him with a filthy breaking pitch. His eighth K of the game. Got him with a curve. Back-to-back strikeouts on that curveball. Peralta at first with two gone. He'll be moving with his payoff pitch. Strike three called. Heck of a way to finish the night off for Yu Darvish. Forks this ball to straightaway center field. Pollock's back. Turns. Watches that one hit off the wall. Two runs will score on a Turner double, and the Dodgers have broken it open 8-2. Watson to Lamb with a 2-1. Off of Watson, over to Bellinger, who dives for the bag and gets the out. Bounced up the middle, Seager's there. Put another W up for the Dodgers, 81 this season. They've taken another series, beating the Diamondbacks in the finale 8-6.
Kenley Jansen his 30th save as the Dodgers take 2 of 3 from the D-backs in Arizona, winning at 8-6. Yu Darvish improves to 2-0 with the Dodgers, allowing 2 runs in 5 frames, striking out 10. Justin Turner, 2 more hits to go along with 2 RBIs. Corey Seager, 2 hits and 2 runs scored. Justin Turner, 2 more hits to go along with 2 RBIs. He talked to the media after the game.
Yeah, you know, these guys always play us tough, and especially here in this yard, it's kind of like Colorado. It doesn't matter how many runs you score, no one's out of a game. The ball flies all over the place here, so just trying to tack on as many as we can and, hang on for the win there.
It's your second opportunity to see Darvish pitch up close and personal. It didn't seem like he had the best stuff, although the slider was working a bit better. Still gets 10 punch outs in 5 innings. What are you seeing from him at third?
Yeah, that's an off night. I can't wait to see him when he's got it all working, but he's a competitor. He's out there. You see him fidgeting in between pitches, trying to make adjustments, and that's why we went and got him. He can have a rough time out there and still go up and put up big numbers for us and give us a chance to win ball games.
Speaking of the reason that you got somebody, you guys get Tony Cingrani to come in and face left-handers. He gets Blanco and Peralta. Just your thought about him seamlessly fitting in with this group and getting the job done in that big situation.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job there coming in, mixing the slider and the fastball. And, I've faced him a few times, and he's got electric stuff. So, again, another guy we're excited to have.
You guys have not lost a series since June 5th through the 7th. Just your thought, if you can wrap your brain around that one.
This team is about showing up every day and trying to figure out a way to win that night. And we don't worry too much about the past. We don't look ahead. It's all about winning the game tonight, and, we're able to do that. A lot these last couple of months.
Up next, the Dodgers begin a series at home against the Padres on Friday.